Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Good evening. It's Robin Tate here, Bongo the Sane, in Northern Ireland in Ballymena. And this is a very, very special show tonight. Something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. It's episode 470 of the Overseas Connection podcast. It's April the 15th, 2018. I'm your host tonight, Robin Tate. Greg DeLacy is off sniffing glue. And he couldn't make it tonight because of the fumes, we believe. The Overseas Connection is a gaming podcast for generally more mature people. I don't really get that. It's an age only, definitely not mentality. And we go out every single week now on Sundays at 9 o'clock in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast of America, and 4 p.m. in the East Coast. And it's live on twitch.tv/OC Podcast, on Mixer.com at OC Podcast, and on YouTube at Overseas Connection Podcast. Wow. Here we go. I have got three wonderful people on the show with me tonight. I've got Kim, of course. Kim, solid as a rock.
Hi, old
Kim.
Here I am. Yeah.
We have Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hello. Yes. Hello, everyone.
Yeah. You set up the podcast far faster than I could manage it last week.
We're still a little bit late, though, because we had a bit of an issue connecting to a certain person on Skype, but we won't go into that. Will we, Kim?
No problem.
No, not at all.
And I'm very, 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 very happy to say that we have the classic, the wonderful, the blast from the past, the man with the moustache that almost is a moustache, Richard Webster!
I thought you were going to say blasphemy or like blasphemer or something, because I really am.
Richard, good to have you back on the show again. Really is good.
Yeah, it's been It's been several weeks, I think, since I've been on.
I think it's several months.
Yeah.
It's been a while, hasn't it, really?
Yeah, basically when I last shaved. You know, obviously. Well,
really good to have you on. Just before we start, I'd like to say, just sort of in the cross-community, cross-border relations, just before the show started, I gave a quick call to those old gentlemen at the Veteran Gamers just to wish them all the very best for their show and that there was no hard feelings, and to ask them if they needed any tips. But, Mike Chen, of course, is saying that, no, he's fine, he's okay. And so, anyway, we're wishing them all the very best. They're going out at roughly the same time as us. Last week, the show went out, and it was live within 45 minutes on iTunes, which is wonderful, because it was very strange, because when I listened to the Veteran Gamers on Friday morning, I thought, this is so old. This is like a week ago.
How long do they take, Robin, then? When do they publish theirs? Next day?
I think it's day after? No, it's not a Monday. Is it a Tuesday?
I don't remember. No. It can't be a week later. Can't be so long.
It's sometime on Thursday, and usually maybe even a Friday morning. So they are veterans, so they are ticks their time there. Anyway, Richard, I'm going to talk about the other guys first because I want to hear what you've been up to over the last few months. Kim,
yes.
Your dad got a new job, and that is not strange for some people, but for you it means freedom. Time to yourself. So what's the crack there? Tell us all about it. What have you done with your freedom this week?
Well, not a lot because, well, we've had some other things happen. But as you can see behind me, it's not the usual, you know, background. So I'm actually out in my, I guess you'd call it my dining room on my island, kitchen island, actually doing the podcast today because there is no one else here but me.
Yay!
You know. So yes, no, Dad got a job. We decided after we built this house and everything else, his Social Security and what I make is not going to pay the bills. And I mean, it was bad enough that we were worried we might be homeless. So he went and he applied at a asphalt paving company. He hauls asphalt and equipment and stuff like that. And they've got benefits and retirement and insurance and the whole nine yards. So he's gone most of the week. He usually leaves, like today he left on Sunday, and he'll probably be back sometime Friday evening, probably. So he'll be gone pretty much all week. But, you know, that's fine. We kind of needed some time away from each other because it was just... Ugh. So now I have some gaming time and, you know, just kind of time to do whatever I want. And we make money so we can keep our bills paid and don't become homeless.
Fantastic. And now, so you're only a road mender's daughter, but you certainly like your asphalt.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Hang on.
Thank you very much.
I'm here all week. And you've had new babies? I'm sorry,
yeah, well,
we didn't know. Congratulations.
Yeah, last week, I didn't have any babies, just so we're all clear. There's nothing shooting up out of me. But, yeah, we had a mare, and she had a baby last Tuesday, I believe. We have a little filly, which is a little girl. So that's going really well. We were starting to think she wasn't going to have anything because – you know, we thought maybe, you know, she's just getting gigantic because she's eating a lot. But finally, of course, the time Dad goes back to work.
I think I'm pregnant.
Yeah, you know, so finally she had the day, you know, like 2 days after Dad goes back to work, she decides to shell the little sucker out. So, you know, we're tickled to have her. And we found out my youngest brother and his wife are going to have a baby in October. Oh, so, wow. Yeah, babies everywhere. I'm not drinking the water.
I was out for another a little walk around my lanes there tonight again, and the mm-hmm. amount of little lambs that are everywhere, they are so cute, you know, and they're so curious, and they bounce around. Just lovely. And I mean, there's comes a certain point with a lamb, it goes from being really exciting, and there must be one day it wakes up going, grass, that's all there is, eat.
Because
they stop playing all of a sudden. Anyway, yeah, it's a lovely time of year, spring
and
springtime for Kim and fatherland. And you watched a bit of Ragnarok. I'm told my son tells me tonight that between in the next 11 days, it has to be 11 days, I have to watch Thor Ragnarok because he has tickets for the next Marvel superheroes movie, whatever it's called.
Infinity
and
War.
He's literally counting the hours to this. He says, no, you have to watch Ragnarok. You have to understand this before you go and see it. So is it good? Is it good?
It is good. Yeah. It is very good. I mean, everybody knows I love Thor. It's probably kind of sickening. But as of all the three Thor movies that they've put out, this is probably the best one.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I agree. Yeah. Thor Ragnarok is absolutely brilliant.
There's really so good. Much humor in that game as well. It's so funny.
It's hilarious.
Quick right from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like when he's spinning on that rope. Right from there, it sets the tone of the film. It's basically, you know, like over the last few years since the first Thor movie, they've been making these little adverts of Chris Hemsworth, you know, like where he's like, he's got a meat laying out in his bedroom and he's like, it's nearly ready. And it's like been 6 weeks and stuff. And he's like there phoning Tony Stark saying like, do you need help? Have you seen those adverts?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like they've took the humor from those and just made a movie out of it. It was really good. I liked it a lot. Yeah.
Yep.
Thor Ragnarok.
No. Okay, well, that's good. Because I like that tongue-in-cheek humor. The self-irreverent stuff, which is good, and they're finding their stride with that. There's always the feeling that they're spitting out too many of these, almost like Star Wars movies.
Yep.
But I think they'll maybe get a really good one every other one or something like that. So
I still need to see Black Panther. I've not seen that yet.
No, I haven't seen it either.
I haven't either.
No,
I've seen. Am I the only one who's seen Black Panther?
Yeah, and Greg. I think Greg
racists.
Yeah.
it's really good. You know, quick thing about Black Panther. I think it would have been better if
it was Starbucks.
It would have been better, I think, if it focused on him more, because it was like introducing the world and like the history and all that sort of stuff. There was a lot of things going on in the movie, but maybe the second one, maybe if they do a second one, it'll be, but if they focused on him a bit more, like, I don't think that he was on screen enough. Mm. Like, he's really good. Like the actual Black Panther guy.
I have to watch. Okay, Mark, you've been at the Punisher.
Yeah, I'm looking for something to watch, something new this week. So we started on the Punisher series. I've not seen that one yet. Excuse me. So, yeah, we're up to episode 11 now. So there's only a couple left, three of them left. It's getting really good. Yeah, there's been a bit of a plot twist a couple of episodes ago. I won't say what it is, obviously, for spoilers. But, yeah, it's really good. Yeah, it involves Mr. Russo. Yeah,
I thought The Punisher was the best one that Marvel's done on Netflix.
That was pretty gritty.
Yeah, the guy, John Bernthal, whatever his name is, the guy who plays him, he's just perfect for that role. He actually played Shane in Walking Dead, didn't he, in the first couple of seasons?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Actually, and I really... Bar as well, you know.
He did what's right?
The guy who played him was in L.A. Noire as well.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah, do you remember? I'm just trying
I've not played
him. Yeah, he was one of the other cops or one of the other guy. Oh, I don't remember.
He was. I'm just trying to find it now. If I'm remembering rightly, do you remember the Jew jewelry guy? I think I'm not calling him Jew like a racist. I think that was part of the story, like he was a Jew or something. Right at the start, near one of the first cases... He was like a jewelry fella, owned a jewelry store. I think that was the same guy who played Punisher.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah.
I'll check. Let me Google.
Another reason to play L.A. Noire.
Exactly. No.
Yeah, add it to the list. It's a very short list. Okay, Rich, you have been away. It must be, God, I could say it's probably 6 months since you've been on the show.
Maybe, yeah.
The last time we dipped into your life, it wasn't that long since you... When were you in Carcassonne?
You just got engaged. It was December. It was on last. Yeah.
Yeah, Carcassonne was Christmas.
No, it was at Christmas time. So that's 4 months. So that's still going okay. The ring's still on the finger. Just thank God for that.
Yes. We've booked our harpist for the wedding, for the ceremony.
Having a harp. Yeah, when you say you're having a harp in Northern Ireland, it means something completely different. Harp is one of the best or most popular lagers here in Northern Ireland, made here. So you're having a harp. Very good. A harpist. They'll nice dingly music in the background. And when is the date, Rich? Again?
July the 27th next year.
That's right. You'd said, because you'd sent us the emails, and that would be class to get over for that too. Mm. That would be brilliant. And work going okay? And
I've got, like, I've been doing me WordPress stuff now.
Yeah.
Since the start of the year. So I've not actually been on the podcast since I started doing all this stuff.
Because that started to get a lot of traction. I mean, you were starting to sell lots and lots of your little apps or your little add-ons.
Yeah, I launched, I think it was like the 2nd of January. So I've been working on it for like a year and a half, building like a website where I can sell my own software for WordPress and plugins and stuff. And I thought, because like I was getting quite a bit of interest in a premium version of a free plugin I was getting downloads for. So I, in my wildest like hopes, I was hoping I'd get 10 sales in the first month of that plugin. Mm-hmm. And then since the start of the year, I've had 80 this year.
Wow,
cool.
Yeah, which isn't too bad considering like nobody knows me. Like I'm not like a big guy or anything, and you know I don't like do marketing or nothing really.
Well, I just must hit the spot. It must be the right thing. You have to find that neat little niche, and
you've got to tickle the balls a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, that's correct. Yeah.
No, it's weird because like it's people from all over the world as well. Like random places. Now, when I say random, I mean like random for a guy from a small town in the northwest of England. So people like places like the Philippines and South Africa.
The Philippines, is that in the northwest of England?
It's near. Not that way, somewhere.
Okay.
That way. And I had a guy email me today about he's interested in it. He's from Japan, this guy.
Oh,
wow. So yeah, it's weird. It's really strange. So it's doing all right.
Cool. It's cool. Yeah,
it works.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's working.
And what you have to do now is you have to keep on firing them out to build the traction. You have to build the version 2 of it now, which is even better. And for an extra £3.99, you can upgrade.
Yeah, I'm doing all kinds of stuff. I've got a couple of little other plugins on there But what I've decided is I'm going to have, like, how can I put this without sounding like a corporate dick? I'm gonna make little add-ons for the main plugin.
DLC, EA, just like EA, you.
Basically, like DLC. Like, the way I thought about it was, rather than, like, continually add big things to the main plugin, which will then mean the price needs to go up, I could just make little things that people could buy if they want that specific thing.
Like hats.
Like hats or skins. no, just like for example, my plugin works with MailChimp, a newsletter software. Have you heard of MailChimp?
Nope.
It's like a newsletter thing where you can, like, use it to send out your newsletters for you. So mine supports that now. If someone came on and wanted, like, a different provider, I could maybe make a little add-on that's like £1.50, and then people who have that add-on can use that mail list or something like that, basically. Because I thought to myself, like, it's quite cheap, but it's also reasonably priced for how it is now. But I don't plan on stopping developing it. I want to do more and more, so I'm going to do little add-ons.
So does it give you the itch to, well, eventually do this full time?
Yeah, that's what I want to do. So, like, this is the goal, really, and I'm not almost there, but I'm on the way, I think. Like, I think maybe this time next year. I don't know.
Brilliant.
Fingers crossed. Brilliant. All I need to do is to be able to pay off the loan sharks. And I'll be all right.
Keep the door locked. Double locks. Good luck. Yeah. Well, the very best of luck. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
This week's been really cool for me. I have been working like mad with Judith. Judith and I are going sort of social media mad. And if you go to bongosbits.com or our Facebook page or YouTube or whatever it may be, we are racing each other to try and get fit for our holidays in July. And it's quite good. Judith's been brilliant, actually. So every Wednesday night we're recording a wee thing and it's going up on Facebook and YouTube. And it's amazing the views, the videos we're getting. It's frightening. Yeah, so that's a lot of fun. We're having fun with that, and the poundages came off. She's in the lead, and I will always let her be in the lead because it would be wrong for me to beat Judith. That would be bad. I know what side my bread is buttered on. So that's something we're at. Yesterday I had a ball. So the chickens wanted to get into the field. And we have this little stream at the back of our house, and I built a bridge yesterday. I was like bridge constructor extreme. So I went to the lumber yard and bought some timber. I'd brought some old pallets from my work and took them all apart, and some breeze blocks, some cinder blocks for foundations. And I spent most of the day yesterday building this bridge across the stream. And I was like, Bridge of the River Kwai was going through my head all day long, and the music from it was brilliant. So we're almost done. The bridge is done. So now I just have to get a little route for the chickens to go over so they can escape into the fields through the day. And it's amazing. What I'm not a hands-on guy. I use my mouth a lot, and I use my hands to talk, but it's not usually tools in my hands. But I had a great day yesterday, physical labor, cutting, drilling, putting stuff together. It was great fun. So, my lovely little chickens. The seven dwarfs, all seven of them, way to get over. Kim, I've got to thank you. Kim, I finished, and I sent you a message. We finished Longmire this week, so it's all six seasons of it, and we thoroughly enjoyed Longmire. What a way to finish a series, because it's not often that a program will finish something so cleanly and tightly, and you felt really good about it all.
Yep.
And there was good and bad in the end, but it was brill. And Longmire is like an older version. I've mentioned this before, an older cop out in, where is he, Montana or something like that. There, he's out
Wyoming.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful vistas, he's like an older version of the guy from Justified. But that's a great series to watch. And I caught the first episode of Lost in Space this week too.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
Is it good?
You know, I think some of the critics have sort of panned it a bit, but I enjoyed the first episode. It's well produced. It's kind of cool. It's in that universe. And I remember as a kid and Robbie the Robot and all the bits and pieces from Lost in Space. So, I'll give it some more time.
Are all episodes out in one go, or is it a weekly?
I think so. Yeah. Right, no, okay. I think they're all out in one go. So it looks great, and Sort of some of the sound and the music is from the old series, so it's kind of familiar. A good new family. The big robot thing is very alien looking, but he looks pretty cool. And that was quite an exciting first episode. So look forward to that. Check that one out. Anyway, let's get on with this. Let's talk about the things that we do, which is gaming, and talk about some games.
It's game time.
Yeah, I feel like playing computer games.
It's game time.
Okay, the first section of this is called Games with Benefits. Now, what we've been trying to do is take some of the games that come free. And this includes now PC, it includes PlayStation and Xbox. We all pay money for things, whether it's Amazon Prime, whether it's your Xbox Gold and your PSN stuff. And we've tried to pick out a couple of games that we can all play together. I have to admit, I ain't feeling it this month. So Xbox One, we picked out The Witness. And PS4, Trackmania Turbo, and I went onto the PS4 today, funny enough, Horizon Zero Dawn, downloaded Trackmania. I only have it on the Xbox. But we tried to play some Witness through the week, and I'm just not getting it. I mean, I've just finished Assassin's Creed Syndicate, which was the other freebie on Xbox. But I feel like playing Dead Space 2 again out of those freebies. Have any of you been playing any of the games?
No.
I've played some of The Witness. I'm quite enjoying The Witness, to be honest. I don't know why you don't like it. It looks beautiful.
I'm not saying that
it doesn't
like
hold
it,
your hand.
It's not that I don't like it, Mark. It's just there's other things that were more of a draw.
Yeah.
And it is cool, and it's puzzles. Maybe my time was limited this week, so maybe I'll give it another crack this week again. But I just remember the excitement of Dead Space 2, and I could feel a bit of that coming again. I could feel a bit of that coming back to me.
That's available tomorrow, isn't it? 16th? Tomorrow?
From the 16th?
Yeah,
so that's it. So fully done. So again, guys, look, play any of these games from your freebies, whether it's Xbox or 360 or PS4, PS3, or even on Twitch Prime. I mean, there's Steam World Dig 2, which is a class game that I want to play there too, and Tokyo 42. I think Greg had mentioned that he was interested in that. So keep at it. Let us know how you're getting on with this, and if you are actually making use of these. I know these games are free, but we got to keep at them. Got to. Mm-hmm. Get your value out of these things. I've sort of almost come to the conclusion now that, damn it, I don't have to buy games any longer. I have got so much games and so many free games, and that Game Pass thing on Xbox, and with all the stuff that's come from Humble Bundle and Twitch, wow, unless it's something that you really, really want, why would you buy it day one these days? I don't know. Am I just weird?
No, I don't think so.
Apart from Far Cry 5, I haven't really bought a new game on day one for a while.
See, I've got Far Cry 4 to finish and a Primal sitting there waiting as well. And I've got, what's the other one? The big Ubisoft games.
Wildlands.
Wildlands.
Yeah, I've still got that to do. I don't know if you've seen the news. I've not preempted this, but there's a new Splinter Cell thing actually available now, isn't it, for Wildlands?
Oh, yeah, that's with, what do you call him, Michael Ironside. There's some people are saying this is like a precursor to a proper Splinter Cell game again.
Well, it did sort of like drop a bit of a spoiler, didn't he, Michael Ironside, when the old Major Nelson interviewed him, because he'd been in the recording studio recording a lot of lines for a new game, by the sounds of it.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose if he shows up at E3... that's when it has to be. I mean, he is in his 70s now, so they got to get at it. I mean, if they start with Michael Ironside, they have got to make that game pretty quick. They can't rely. I mean, yes, 70s young man, but do you want to be sure that he'll be there in 4 or 5 years of a development cycle? Just in the chat there, Bobbins has said his son has put 25 hours into Mad Max and is loving it. Good. Excellent. And Sarah's been playing Trackmania, and not many people from the community seem to be at it.
My PS4 hasn't been turned on for a while. Sorry, Sarah. I'll try to get on it this week and get some times down for you to beat.
Mm. Same here.
All right, Richard, this is the biggie. This is what you've been playing. And it's not on a PC, which is amazeballs. You've been on your PS4 playing a little indie thing called Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, it's just a game out of a small studio from Amsterdam. You know, they tinkered with their PS4 dev kits and this came.
Okay, well, full disclosure, Mark sent me it about a month or so ago, and I put it into my PS4 this morning. And I played the opening titles, and I got to Pride Rock at the beginning. And that's as far as I've been. But I am going to get this is the next big game I'm going to get stuck into. But by the sounds of it, Richard, this has you by the short and curlies.
I was going to pull a sickie tonight and play it instead.
I know.
And I was going to go so far as to unplug the internet from the PlayStation so no one would know. I think I'm like addicted.
Yeah, it is so good though, isn't it? It is one of the best games available on PS4.
I think it's the best PlayStation 4 game you can buy. I really do.
Yeah, it was my game of the year last year.
It's Last of really, Us? Really good. Yeah,
the Last of Us.
It's better than The Last of Us.
God, well, I'm looking at the reviews there for God of War that just came out, and it's getting like 95% on Metacritic. And again, there's 4 days before it comes out to Joe Public over here. It'll have to be God of War. It's going to beat this.
God of War might be better, like for other people. I don't know. It's reviewing higher than Horizon Zero Dawn did, but Horizon Zero Dawn just won a shitload of BAFTAs.
Yeah, so,
I don't really know how to explain it and put it in words. I tweeted before, and this I think sums it up for me. It's the Mass Effect 2 of this generation.
No.
Yes, it's the absolute best RPG open world game I've played on the PlayStation 4, hands down. Or console, I think. Like, third-person action RPG, the best. Imagine, like, everything you liked about Fable. You know, like, fantastical sort of, you know, landscape.
Yeah.
You know, weird trees, smoke coming through and light coming through forests. It's got dialogue wheels like Mass Effect. There isn't really any choices. It's more of a, if you want to know about the villages and the stories, you can ask them. If you don't, you can just fuck off and carry on. Yeah. Say see you later.
Yeah, a lot of them like attitudes out. You can sort of like give an abrupt answer, you can give a sensible answer or a heartfelt answer.
I don't know if there's any. I mean, I know there's one point early on in the story where your action does come up later as like a point of conversation. It's like, oh, you did this thing last time we spoke. I don't know. I don't think there's anything like. It's not like, you know, which crew member do you save from Mass Effect type stuff. I think they do it so that you can sort of mold her to be who you want to be. So, like, it's not a spoiler, but there's a part early on in the story, very early on when you're a kid, and some kid throws a stone at you, and you have a choice. Do you want to throw the stone back
at
his face? Do you want to throw the stone at his hand and hit the stone out of his hand? So it's like skills. Or do you want to just do nothing? And it's a compassionate thing.
What did you do?
I did the clever thing. So there's compassionate, there's like aggressive, and there's clever. So I did the clever thing, which was knock the stone out of his hand.
Yeah, I did that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then later on, when we're older, that kid who's now like a bit older, like my age, we're like late teenagers age or whatever. He's like, I gave you that scar above your eye, didn't I? And then my girl's like, yeah, well, I knocked that stone out your hand, you know, I've got a better aim or whatever. So it's things like that. But it's like... The world is just so full, like, and thick. Like, you're walking through the fields and through the woods, and there's just so much stuff. There's all kinds of animals you can kill. The monsters, for a start, are just amazing. Like, you can shoot off different things from the monsters, like canisters on the back. And some monsters are weak to certain things. So, like, if you use, like, what's called tear damage arrows, which, like, pull machine parts off them animals at certain parts of the body, you can, like, destroy a massive boss in like one hit.
And some of the canisters are vulnerable to fire, so if you hit them with a fire arrow, they explode off, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They explode. Really cool. It's such a big game. There's just like space wise, it's a massive map. Varied landscapes as well. There's snow, there's rocks. I've got out of the first part now that what's called the Sacred Land. I'm out of there now and I'm in like what looks like Mexico. Do you know what I mean? Like Red Dead Mexico. Oh. But the architecture's a bit like Persian, Egyptian type stuff. But what I like about it is it's post-apocalyptic as well. So there's parts in the world where there's like skyscrapers collapsed on top of each other and blown out like stadiums and things like that. And they call it the old ones. And what's funny is that all the old shit that we have now is like crazy things for the future. So like you pick up these random objects that you can just sell to traders. They're called old charms or something. Ancient charms. It's just a bunch of keys. Ancient charms or like ancient bracelet or like, and it's like a watch. Do you know what I mean? And so it's really interesting. I want to find out like how this happened, because this is like post-apocalyptic.
Oh,
so
this is like, it goes into it. Yeah, the story does unveil. Okay. It is brilliant. Yeah.
So this is like, it's not quite as far into the future as like, you know, the remake of Time Machine. Have you seen that? Time Machine remake.
Decided not to watch it, no.
Or like, well, in the Time Machine, the original, where like in the future, it's like a different civilization. It's like that, but not so far away. So we've gone past the Fallout era where everyone's like pulling off each other's ears and like roasting each other's toes and stuff and like going mental. It's past all that shit. And now we're in a time where it's like everything from the past is mythology. And it's like, you know, the ancient ones and the voice. There's like this, there's this god called Allmother. And early on, you find out that's basically just like a computer in the like hole in the ground, but they worship it like a god. Wow. It's called the All Mother and stuff, and it's just really, really good. It's the best action RPG I think I've ever played. I don't know if you count Skyrim and stuff as action RPG. I hope not.
There's so much I want to tell you, Rich, but I can't because it'll spoil it. But man, when you finished it, we need to talk.
Robin, okay. you don't know this.
I gotta do it.
Kim, have you got a PS4?
Yes.
Kim, have you played this?
Not yet, but I have it.
It's got a lot of like Ubisoft type open world stuff in it. Mm-hmm. You know, like the towers and things like that. But they put a unique spin on it. Now, I won't spoil it for you because it's cool the first time you find out. But it's just like there's all these like open worldy things in it that happen that you don't really. How can I explain it? Basically, the way you find things on the map and the way the map's displayed out and stuff, it's like a new spin on what the old ones are always doing. So like the Far Cries and all that sort of business, and the Assassin's Creed. So it's very good. I can't praise it high enough. It's really good.
All right. So look, I've heard so much, and it sounds I'm and now that it's on my radar, and I'm going to start to play it. Does it play like Skyrim then? Do you wander around and you have to level up? Yes, no. It's more action.
It's more witchery.
It's leveling up, isn't it? There's leveling up, but there's like skill trees, you know, like abilities. Okay. So it's kind of like, I think Far Cry might have done this. Well, Assassin's Creed Origins. You played Origins yet, Robin?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like
No.
All right. Well, it's like Assassin's Creed. So like you have a level and you gain XP from kills, and then when you level up, you get a skill point, and then you can buy a skill tree point. So like I've bought a skill before that lets me, because you can get modifications for your weapons and your armor, like extra damage. So I got a skill before that lets me take mods back off the armor. To reuse.
Okay. I'm going to do it. I'm going to play
stuff like that.
Why is she called Aloy? Why? It's like something you put in your hair.
I think she's called Aloy because it's like alloy and it's like metal because it's all a metal world from back in the day. I think it's like a play on words type thing, but she's called.
When they get to Pride Rock at the beginning of it, already they've sort of laid the ground that this fella, I don't know if it's his dad or her dad or not, has brought this little girl up for a while, and people don't like him as an outcast, and there's a whole backstory, sort of brooding there. So I take it, does that evolve then to around that?
Yeah,
okay, cool.
Yeah.
You learn more about that. It plays kind of like Assassin's Creed or Fable. It's not like Skyrim. It's more Assassin's Creed, Fable, action RPG.
You do get Eloy's background story, how she became about and everything later on in the story. It's so good, so well told. And there's a few twists and turns on that. Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, so the overarching story, I think, is like there's a couple of like big things. Like the main thing is like you discover who you are, you know, where you come from. But then it's also like a save the world type of thing as well. So there's a lot of big stories going on. and then you can fill in the little gaps yourself. Basically, put it this way, right? I've just left the first area, the first main area, and I'm level 25 because I just did so much shit in that little start area. But that little start area is massive. There's like six different zones. There's like a frosty zone. There's like a lush zone. I tell you what was cool though, the getting to that the skyscraper bit. I don't know if you did that quest, Robin, Mark, but where you get revenge for what happens near the start, you go out and get revenge on the people. And there's like just the big skyscrapers. I love all that shit, you know, like broken down freeways, you know, like Fallout.
Yeah.
It's like all like that. Yeah. I love all that.
So how come Guerrilla Games went from Killzone to this?
I don't know, but it's the best thing that they ever did. This is way better than any Killzone.
Have you just watched the documentary that Danny O'Dwyer did, No Clip, on Horizon Zero Dawn?
No.
There's a one-hour documentary that I'm like a Patreon supporter of his because his stuff is amazing. There's a one-hour documentary on why, that exact question, Robin, why and how they made Horizon instead of Killzone and the story behind it. There's no spoilers in it, so watch that. It's an hour long on YouTube, No Clip. No Clip, Horizon Zero Dawn. And basically, they were just sick of making shooters. And they
I'm on their website right now, and there's a bit. There's the Decima engine visibility in Horizon Zero Dawn, and this talk looks at the problems we faced moving from a constrained kill zone levels to Horizon Zero Dawn's own world. So yeah, fair enough. They've done lots of really good background stuff.
They built their own engine. It's the engine that Hideo Kojima is going to use for Death Stranding. It's the same engine. They hired loads of people who've written other stuff. So they get one of the guys they had to hire because they had no, like in Killzone, there was no quests, you know, there was nothing like that. So they had to bring all those people in. So one of the guys they had in worked on Fallout New Vegas and Elder Scrolls Online. Like, so he knows how to do quests.
Excellent.
Very good.
Excellent. Well, everybody in the chat are saying they're loving it. They've loved it. We've heard from loads of people that loved it. So, It would be a crime not to play it. Mark, you finished Superhot. Is that the first time you finished Superhot?
Yeah. I did play it on PC a while ago, but I never finished it. But yeah, I have. I've finished Superhot.
It was kind of hot. It kind of does your noodle in. It's one of those.
Yeah.
You know. It's a game within a game. It's what?
And then, like the later stages of a game, they throw a few extra bits in there just to confuse you, like moving vehicles and stuff. And then they really mess with your head at the end, don't they? I'm not going to spoil it, but yeah. No. Yeah, it's got a good ending. I liked the ending.
Yeah. Game within a game within a game. It's like deep thought.
Yeah, you know, Inception.
It's a commentary on where we are and where we're going and all of that stuff as well. So that's cool. And so again, I always say it, if you haven't played Superhot, play Superhot.
Yeah.
Play it. PUBG, we played that together.
Yeah.
We had some very good games the other night. That was good fun. Dropping in with Greg and your son as well. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And you're still up your PUBG.
I still love it, And with me not being on last week, that week I got my first solo chicken dinner as well, which I was really happy about. So, yeah. Really good feeling. So,
Richard, are you doing any more PUBG at all on the PC?
I fell off the bandwagon a little bit. Yeah, because I started doing me plug-in stuff. I'm modding Skyrim again, so I'm getting back into that.
Wow. I have to admit, I was on the Xbox store and Skyrim is now 15 quid. Mm. But I can't, what's it about? Like, again, I'm like in the chat there, I mean, Sarah sent you Witcher 3 to play. So do I.
I've still got Witcher 3 as well. Too many games.
Yeah.
Right?
Why would, I mean, if I, when I'm ready to buy Skyrim, I'll buy it, whether it's a year or two, because it seems to get every HD upgrade. And then 2 years from now, it'll get another super duper whooper 8K upgrade. It'll keep on going forever. It's just the game that never dies.
Skyrim's this lifetime's World of Warcraft. It's just going to keep going.
And Mark, you'd also finished off Red Dead Redemption, Undead Nightmare.
Yeah, it's been backward compatible for a while now on the Xbox One, but they've just recently given it the Xbox One X enhancement patch, so it's in glorious 4K, and I thought this is the ideal time to go back and finally finish Undead Nightmare. I finished the main game, But yeah, Undead Nightmare, I never finished, so I finished that this week. And it's really good. It holds up well as a game, yeah. The aiming, I found the aiming a bit difficult because you've got the tiny little dot for the reticle. And I found that you weren't that accurate with it, but you had to use... I think they did it on purpose, so you use a dead-eye function in the game. What I tended to do was use a dead-eye function, which slowed down time. I mean, you mark all the heads on the zombies, and then once you press the trigger, then it shoots all the heads, which is quite satisfying.
I just love the way John Marston is so deadpan, as if zombies don't exist. Like, you know, what's going on?
When you're looting the dead cop, the headless cops, is, oh, don't you come back and haunt me again, and all this shit. Yeah, it's good.
I fired it up this week as well, just for 10 or 15 minutes, and played a bit of multiplayer stuff, just to suck in how good it looks and how lovely it is, and it is. They've done a fantastic job on it. And to think now that this, the Xbox One X version, is now the definitive version of this, even beyond PC and anything.
Well, it's not on PC yet, is it? They never did it on PC.
No.
So this is the only way you can experience it in wonderful 4K.
Okay. Just a wonderful game.
Yeah, but the ending was a bit of a surprise for me. I quite liked what they did at the end. So. And then it lets you roam the rest of the world, sort of like mopping up any side missions if you want. So
it gets me excited for two things: Red Dead itself, but it also gets me, and when playing this again, it gets me excited for Westworld.
That's coming soon, isn't it? Yeah,
a Westworld mod in Red Dead Redemption 2, that would be kind of cool as well. I don't know how it'll work, but it would just a Westworld game. Yeah, because you have all those different modes, because we've got Japanese mode and all. Yeah, Red Dead Redemption.
I managed to find a couple of the war horses. There's the four horses of the apocalypse in the game. The second one I found was Famine, with all the fleas flying around it. And I like that horse. I care that horse because you can do unlimited stamina, so you can just keep banging the VA button and it'll just keep going as fast as you want without tiring and kicking you off. So that was cool.
And it's, what, an 8-year-old game now? Still,
yeah, 2010. Yeah, 2010. So, yeah,
8 years. Yeah. And you've been playing more Far Cry 5. Get in there, brother.
Yeah, I'm loving this. It's so good. I do love the Far Cry franchises. In fact, I'm a bit of a Ubisoft geek on the quiet, really, if I'm honest, because I love the Assassin's Creed and the Ghost Recons and everything. So, yeah. Really enjoying it. It's not getting repetitive yet. I've cleared out the full left-hand side of the map. There's three areas with like mini bosses, which are the main antagonists' siblings. So I've taken out John Seed now, and now I'm in the east where there's Faith Seed, so I'm now going into that area and doing the different things there, and there's different collectibles in each area as well, so it keeps mixing it up. I've just got a new companion to replace Boom of my dog. I've now got a cougar called Peaches. Peaches a cougar, which is cool.
Did you name it?
No, it's already named. Yeah.
So I hear that there's bits where the bad guys come and sort of grab you or kidnap you every now and again and drug you and talk to you forever and then let you go again. When would bloody well kill you while they have you?
Yeah, that is a bit weird. That you get like in the middle of a screen when you do an activity, you get a progression bar, which is your reputation points. And when it hits certain markers, I think there's two main markers of them, the sort of like final boss. When you hit these markers, they come looking for you. They send out a hit squad, and you can't really get away from them, which would be good if you could. Well, then they take you back to their bunker and start interrogating you, and you get a bit of story as well that way. And then you sort of like manage to escape and carry on. But yeah, the boss fight for John Seed was quite good. I quite enjoyed that.
April, Game of the Year material.
I think it might be in my top five. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. And Kim,
yes,
you've been playing with your nuts again.
Yes, I've been playing with my nuts again. Just more Ratchet and Clank going on there, so I'm slowly but surely banging away at that.
It's lovely. That's good. Are you getting well into it? Have you had your...
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Tony enjoys it. So, I mean, usually when he comes over, that's the one game he wants to watch me play. Horsey, he also thinks he's playing it, so...
Favorite gun?
I can't think of the name of it, but it's one of the first ones you start out with. It's not the one that shoots the grenades. It's the one that you get after that. It's probably my favorite. Although Tony likes the pixel.
Yeah, I like the pixelator. Yeah.
He likes the pixelator, so he thinks that's pretty cool. So, we're plugging along at that, so...
And I see you've got Never Alone here again.
I haven't finished that either. No, because, you know, I kind of wait around and play it when Tony's here because he's kind of invested in it. So, you know, and I finally got to the point, and you've played this, so you'll know, where the fox is now not actually a fox.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a little strange.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're plugging along with that, and I still suck at throwing the bola. So
who knows what's in the head of an Eskimo?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty scurry stuff there, but, you know, it's lovely still pretty good. So.
Lovely little game. Mm-hmm. I've been at Battlefield 1 again, Mark. I've done another story through the week. The gaming time has been limited, but I got through
the tank level. Yeah.
The tank level.
I enjoyed that level. That's why you have to escort a tank through the sort of like different areas, is it?
Yeah, there's part of it you sort of have to run ahead, which seems a bit odd. You're running ahead in the fog, and then you shoot some guys, and you get and then back in the tank again and through, and then there's some a big standoff in a train yard sort of thing.
Yeah.
But really good, really gritty in places, and it sort of hits home the idea of how many of these guys died for what. Back then, so yeah, look, it's beautiful, it's lovely to play, and I love the little sort of hour and a half, 2 hour episode things. So that's the plane one and the tank one done, and I've got three or four more to play through, and I'm going to just chip my way through those. They're nice, they're nice little snapshots, and lovely little game. But I also went back, as I said, to Late Shift, because Paul PG Tips contacted me and said, "Look, Robin, you've got to go back and play more of this and change your decisions." And I did. I was amazed at how the story changed. So Late Shift is this, what do you call it?
Full motion video. Yeah.
Full motion video. Really well acted, really well produced, like a really good little mini TV series. And you have to make decisions about... on the video now, there's a girl comes up. You're a guy in a underground car park, and well, flash cars in it. And this girl comes up and says, "Look, I need the keys of the Maserati, but don't have permission to do it." And in the first game, I'm going to give a spoiler here, but it's a very minor part of the story. In the first playthrough for me, I refused to give her the keys. And later on, I met her, and I needed some help, and she wouldn't help me because I was a bit of a bugger. Yeah. But this time round, I give her the keys, and then all changed dramatically again. So, but there was a part of it that I had played it a completely different way this time, and there must have been a 10 or 15 minute section that I went through that I'd never seen before at all.
All right, cool.
And then, of course, it sort of loops back into the story again, but just... What a fantastic game. And Judith, for once, sat and watched, and she actually watched. She's invested in the story of it. So the story is good. Oh, Late Shift, it's on the Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah, it's on Game Pass, Were you and Greg talking about this recently? I've actually downloaded that today. I've not yet played it yet, but it looks good. How long's the playthrough then?
Hour and a half.
Right, okay.
About an hour and a half.
But like you said, there's multiple paths you can go down.
I think in how long to complete takes about 4 hours to do absolutely every avenue. But I think there's about 7 different endings and a whole pile of different variants on it. So play it. It's good. It's good. It's original. Something a bit original. So that's what we've been playing. And what have you been playing? Let us know. If you're playing any of the same stuff as us, it'd be interesting to hear. Okay, let's get on some news, Mark. Let's get this news thing going.
Here is the fucking news.
The biggest and the most important story in the world broke this week.
Yeah, and it wasn't that we attacked Syria. It's bigger than that.
Bigger than that. Far bigger than that. The big man himself of hot sauce and of Donkey Kong, the champion, the world champion, the high score holder, has been banned from competition and has had his scores, high scores, stripped from Twin Galaxies. Billy Mitchell, the man of the mullet, has been disgraced.
Not Billy Mitchell from EastEnders, then? Is that a different Billy Mitchell?
All right, okay. Oh, no, this Billy Mitchell was long before that one. So Billy Mitchell, of fame of the King of Kong, of Fistful of Quarters, the guy who supposedly got the high score in Donkey Kong. And if you watched King of Kong, if you haven't watched it, you are not a gamer. You have no interest in gaming whatsoever. You've got to watch the King of Kong, A Fistful of Dollars. A Fistful of Quarters. And it revolves around Billy Mitchell and Steve Wiebe. And their fight to become the Donkey Kong world champion. And it's been shown now that Billy Mitchell, in the latest scores that he put in, actually, he didn't actually use the original hardware. He used MAME. And it's been analysed by lots and lots of different people. And seemingly there was a way that they noticed that when the game loads in, when the graphics load in on MAME, was different from the original arcade cabinet, and that's how it was spotted. And it turns out that he's a big bloody cheat, and now Steve Wiebe is the world champion. Poor little Steve, the downtrodden man. What a guy. What a persona. What a fantastic guy Billy Mitchell is. Just if you've watched A Fistful of Quarters, he comes over as this arrogant, big dick of a personality. And now he's cheating and he has the hot sauce and his restaurants. I'm quite sure he can still probably appear at different gaming festivals and people will still want him to sign stuff. But yeah, Billy Mitchell, the man, the gaming man that everybody loves to hate. So yeah, caught out. And then you know what? He kept it going for 30 years before he was caught. So, Billy Mitchell.
That's a pretty good run in it, really, for a bluff.
Isn't it? He's been creaming as Donkey Kong. Now, I don't know if the first one. If you remember in the Fistful of Quarters, he came along and he wouldn't play directly with Steve Wiebe. And he arrived along and all the wee guys in Twin Galaxies that just thought Billy Mitchell was the best thing since sliced bread. He came in with a VHS tape of his new high score, and they played it, and just at the very end, or near the kill screen, at the very end of it, it sort of wobbled a bit.
Yeah.
As if it had, and they said that he even edited that VHS video, and he's just been a cheat the whole way through.
Yeah, I remember that bit in the movie because it was building up, and Steve Wiebe was like, "Oh, I'm so nervous, you know, it's going to go down in this place, and everyone's going to be there watching, and this cunt just sends in a tape." Doesn't he? And it's like, what a cunt. And he cheats. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. I have to say, I thought Watergate was bad, but this.
Oh, I really do hope they do a follow-up from the first movie now. You know, the story on.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Steve Wiebe seems like a decent fella. He's a school teacher. Mm. And it'd be interesting to see how, like, when was that made? That must be now 10 or 15 years old now, mustn't it?
Yeah, easy.
Now that this is all shaken out, to hear his arrogant, you can see he wouldn't apologize. You can imagine Billy Mitchell, he just wouldn't apologize for it. So it'd be interesting to see a follow up. Anyway, that's Billy Mitchell. Yeah, I would go to his restaurant if I was in the area, still, just to say I was in Billy Mitchell's area. Anyway, next, Sega Mega Drive mini console has been announced.
Yes.
So, rolling like Nintendo, like this little beastie here, like the minis, they're jumping on the bandwagon. Of course, the Sega Mini Drive or Mega Drive was not called that in the UK. It was called the Genesis. So, a recent event there, they announced that it was coming. There are some photographs flying around of it. They haven't quite said what games will be with it, but it looks like it's coming. And it'll be interesting to see how it's branded for the UK, I suppose. Speaking of things that are all to do with Sega and Nintendo. I will give you one quick recommendation that I have before, and we've talked about this, I think, Rich, maybe the last time, was a book called Console Wars, and it's about the battle between Sega and Nintendo. You'll get it on Amazon, and if you haven't been on Amazon Audible, you'll get it for free. It's well worth your listen. It's a very, very interesting story.
I liked it a lot. Really good.
The battle between them. Yeah, really, really good. Sea of Thieves continues to go on. There's a big roadmap has been put out with big content updates for Xbox One and PC. This is really good news to hear, and more to the point that Rare seem to be listening to the feedback from the community. They have a big update coming.
Yeah, they've got a lot invested in this game, haven't they? So they have to do. Yeah.
So I mean, they're saying that in May, there's the Hungering Deep is coming. It'll add a new AI threat as well as some new mechanics and rewards. And in the summer, the Cursed Sails update will include a new ship type. And then Forsaken Shores will add a new area to the map. And after that, there's three more updates planned before the end of 2018. What they're saying is, some of the things it'll be quite fluid. So as feedback comes, and I'm quite sure they're hearing from us and people that are playing this that we love the game, but they need to tweak the leveling up and some of the reward systems and some of the things you can do. So by the looks of it, they've got a good, solid platform there, and maybe it will develop into something that's really fully formed in a year's time, and we'll have that Rainbow Six sort of thing, that Rainbow Six moment that everybody will be piling back to it again. So
I think Microsoft are invested in this because it's one of their own. They've only got a few exclusives this year.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, it's this, Crackdown, and State of Decay, I think, and that's it.
Yeah, but there's still. But there's lots. Yeah, I get that. And I know the PlayStation platform has lots of.
No, I'm just saying, like, they have a. They have
very invested in it, yeah.
Yeah, they're very vested in how Sea of Thieves does, so I'm expecting it to grow, like, really well.
Yeah, they're not going to just forget about it, are they?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't mean, Sony. I mean, yeah. I just mean, like, they've got nothing else, really, in terms of, like, scope. So this is going to be, like, their baby, I think, for a while. Definitely.
I just have to refer to the chat at the moment. Now, Jason, I am not taking the bait. Okay, so in the chat, he says that he switched stations and heard the veteran gamer saying that we suck at online shooters. Now, I'm not taking the bait. I'm not. Because we know the veteran gamers couldn't hit a barn if it was right in front of them. So,
Chinny's the most formidable opponent on their team, but Stu doesn't play online anyway, so he'd have no chance against any of us. Duke's pretty good, but... yeah.
Stu's idea of an online shooter is talking to his mum on the phone while he's playing Half-Life.
Yeah. Sadly, Stu has fingers like toes, and his controller in his hand is not very good. So
thanks for trying to fuel the beef between the two, Jason. But yeah, now we're going to carry on.
Never going to have it. We love those boys, and those boys love us. Yeah. So, this is sort of a thing and sort of not a thing here. So there could be, and there might be, but there might not be, and there could be, possibly, maybe, a BioShock game in development. So seemingly, there's a company there called, Parkside, and they're working on a game for 2K. So it might be BioShock. But it might be Borderlands. But it's one of the 2K's top franchises, and people are thinking it's BioShock. I suppose it would be no surprise that they're going to work on a BioShock game. I mean, that has to come back at some stage.
I really hope it is. That's why I put it in there, because secretly, deep down, I want it to be the BioShock game and not the Borderlands game. I love BioShock so much.
Do you know what? I've got mixed feelings, Mark, because BioShock 1 and 2, which was
I'm talking about the first one, yeah.
Is a really good game.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they should just leave it alone.
Yeah. The world of Rapture is just amazing.
Yeah. It'll have the risk of going back again and dipping into the same pond.
Yeah.
You know what? So it's still going to be that same world, and the story... Hopefully the story will be fantastic, but you lose the fascination of maybe the world a little bit. But do you know what? If it's as good as the first three, and the third one maybe had some people, the story was a bit disjointed here and there, and it had left quite a few loose ends. But I still enjoyed it. But the first one is again, it's up there. BioShock, Portal 2, it's up there. Okay. Yeah, well, look, great. Good new games, please bring them. I would prefer a new BioShock game than a new Borderlands game. Oh. There you go. Yeah. We'll see what happens. E3 is going to be a big thing. Okay, we're just going to quickly dip into the British Academy Gaming Award winners. Don't want to spend too much time on this because we're reading off lists.
I just thought we'd just run through the winners right quick.
Yeah, Hellblade's Senua's Sacrifice has got a lot of praise at this. I mean, it's won artistic achievements, audio achievements, and also it won the best British game.
Yeah.
And also the voiceover work from Melina Jurgens as Senua. She won the best performance one there as well, which is nice. And I know one of our listeners and a friend of the show, Hardy Dan, has actually finished it twice this week because he loved it so much. Other stuff there, What Remains of Edith Finch, which I haven't played, but again, he keep on hearing so much about it. Overwatch, again, stuff like this here, yeah, it keeps on going on forever. Super Mario Odyssey. Stuff that isn't different. Again, Zelda Breath of the Wild and the best original property going to Horizon Zero Dawn, as Richard had mentioned. Best music is Cuphead. And best multiplayer, Divinity Original Sin 2.
What the fuck?
What?
Really? Wow. What?
Yeah, I don't know. There must be something about it. So, yeah, nice to see these things becoming more and more credible. And
Divinity Original Sin 2. Credible.
Well, apart from that,
PUBG and Fortnite. Why? Why are they not on there?
I don't know.
Multiplayer?
I don't know. There's no mention of Aliens Cloning Marines either. That was just
I can't believe it.
Jesus,
cannot believe it.
That's there we go again. Right there.
Yeah, move on, Robert.
Okay, it's now Sunday, so we're now less than 1 week away from the VG Hub meetup at the Arcade Club just outside Manchester in Bury. And the veteran gamers are as a bit of a celebration. They've been podcasting for 10 years, and it's a bit of a join up at one of the biggest, if not the biggest, retro gaming club in Europe. So next Saturday is when it's happening, and it's £15 to get in and £5 for a kid, and you can play all the games inside. So there's two floors to this now. There's the basement floor, which everybody can access, and then there's an upstairs, which is over 18s. And the stuff that's sort of happening with us now, we've decided, and I had a chat with Stu through the week there, we're going to have a few little competitions going on. Last time we had a Donkey Kong, very topical thing, competition, but it was on Donkey Kong Jr. last time, but I'm told we have a Donkey Kong proper game. So there's going to be a King of Kong award and trophy for the winner of that, and there will be a pinball wizard competition for a game, a pinball, whoever gets the highest score on a pinball table when we're there. And what was very popular last time was a Street Fighter competition, and we're going to be doing that again. And we will also have PUBG game. And it'll be for the Overachiever Award, whoever gets the highest, and if they get their chicken dinner live. And those are going to be running through the day. It starts at 11 o'clock next Saturday and grows on to about 5. Some of the guys will be going out for dinner afterwards. So please, if you can get to Bury, you don't have to book with us. Just come along. I'll be there. My 12-year-old is coming with me. Charlie Bob is coming as well. So if you're coming to the meetup next Saturday, I will see you there and look forward to spending a bit of time with you as well. Mark, you're still on for going?
Yep, I'm still up for going. Yeah, me and my son are going over there. It's not too far for us, just across the other side of the Pennines. So yeah, we'll be there.
You could fit in, Rich, maybe? Maybe.
I think I'd put down maybe that I'll be going.
Okay.
I'll have to see, yeah. I'll have to see. It's only up the motorway.
Yeah, it's not far from you, is it?
Yeah. No, that's good. Okay, handing over
Hold on, is Duke going?
No, but we might may have to speak to him live through the day. Oh, you mean like the restraining order?
Yeah. I've got to stay within 2,000 miles away, so...
Is there anything you'd like to say? I mean, you'd like to take this forum or to actually say anything to Eric at the moment? Or is there anything you'd like to say? Or?
Well, I put a petition out and that didn't go anywhere. I got a couple of signatures, but he just wasn't interested. I think Eric's problem is...
He's not following you still on Twitter and stuff, no?
No, he's still got me blocked.
Frig.
I think Eric's problem is... Eric's problem. I don't know. I just don't think he doesn't really like listening to things he doesn't like. I think that's the thing. I can be a bit of a dick sometimes. But even so, like, I have to read shit all day that I don't like. I don't go blocking people.
Go. We love you, Eric.
I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
I think he's gonna miss my... I've been posting a lot of game stuff lately, so I think he's going to be missing out, to be honest. Look at those screenshots I've been posting.
Yeah.
Missing out.
Well, I hope you can patch it up and find a common ground for at least, I mean, it was like a week at a time. And then,
maybe, yeah.
Anyway, Mark, this is you. Do you have
this
something for us?
Yeah, hang on a minute. Here we go.
The Overseas Connection presents the world famous, well, okay, not so famous, audio quiz.
This is Rich's first time at this as well.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. And how has Mike been on four times? To at least four to win this?
No, he's had 4 points in one round.
All right, I get it.
You can win up to 10 points, Rich, so don't panic. Because I've changed it again, because it's hard to maintain the same format, especially with like Kim and not playing that many games, and Rich, who I don't really know his gaming history because he's mainly on PC. But I've got a good theme this week. I'm going to do a different theme each week. So this week it is video game and movie tie-ins. So I'm gonna play the intro stroke trailer for for a game, video game, which is a movie tie-in. And the first one to shout out their name gets to answer. And if you get it right, you get a point. And then you get a bonus point for a bonus question I'll ask afterwards.
Bongo!
Okay. So are you ready
for you've got to guess what it is?
Yeah, if you know what it is, just shout your name and then I'll pause it and then we'll see if you get it right. Now, the first one's easy and they get harder as it goes along. So here we go.
Rich.
Robin.
Rich did say his name first.
Batman.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Nope, you're frozen out.
Sounded very Tim Burton-y. I think I know what it is. Yeah. Now, go on, Robin.
Do you want to answer, Robin, or do you want to wait a bit more?
Yeah, no, I can't do that. I can't risk that. Is it Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark game? I can't come to the exact game title. Fuck sake. It's definitely Indiana Jones.
Right, yeah. But what sort of game?
It was like a little adventure
Lego
game.
Yeah.
Correctamundo.
Yeah, I'll let you have the Lego. Yeah. If you decide Lego
of
Indiana
course. Jones.
Yeah, Lego Indiana. It's quite an easy one, though. I'm surprised you got it so quick. So well done. Yeah, Robin.
Kill myself.
If only the Hojitos know you like me.
So, Robin, for an extra bonus point, what year did that game come out?
What year is it now?
2018. 99? Ooh, no way out. Sorry, Robin.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry, goodness, 99. I meant 2009. Sorry, damn it.
Nah, it was 2008.
I'm just old.
It was 2008, actually. But, yeah, just,
okay,
yeah.
I was out anyway. Okay.
Right, the next one, there's a few bleeps in this because I've had to bleep it out, otherwise it'll give the answer away. So, are you ready?
Ready.
This should be quite easy as well.
The history of the video game is just that, history.
On May 15th, history begins again. Ready to...
Sorry, a bit loud.
There is only one way to enter.
We fail, Neo fails, and that cannot happen at any cost. Rich.
Yes, Rich.
Enter the Matrix.
Direct the Mundo!
Yes, it is. Well done, Enter the Matrix.
Oh, very good, yeah. very good.
Good game, that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, well, yeah. Original Xbox, wasn't it? I think it was on PS2 as well.
It was?
Yep. And for a bonus point, Rich, what year did that come out?
So 2001.
Ooh, close. It was 2003.
Shit.
2003. But you've got a point. You're on the scoreboard.
Yes. On the board.
Right. The
hey,
next...
Kim, you're not doing so good.
Yeah, but Kim is way in the lead. Right, are you ready for your third
I've had
one?
Interruptions. Yeah. You know.
Right, here we go. I loved this game as well.
Your bones will be coated in adamantium. When we're done, you'll be able
Rich.
To...
That was an easy one. Go, Rich.
That was...
Wolverine Origins.
Yay!
Direct the Mundo!
I couldn't remember my name.
Right, Rich, you probably couldn't guess what the bonus point is. What year was that one out?
I had the demo of this.
Yeah, they delayed this, didn't they, to wait for the movie release. That's why it was so polished.
Yeah, I'm just going to give a guess, because I don't know. 2008.
Oh, so close, 2009. It was supposed to come out 2008, and we delayed it to 2009 for the movie.
So movie I'm going to pretend that's why I answered 2008. I'm going to pretend that's why I
answered. Right, the fourth... And the second to last one. Here we go.
Rich?
Yes.
It's a guess. Is this Mad Max?
I award you no points. And may God have mercy on your soul.
You're frozen out now. It's between Kim and Robin. Here we go.
Hello, Detective Tapp. I want to play a game.
Rich is kicking himself now.
Your obsession with catching me has robbed you of your life and the lives of others.
Me?
Yes, me.
Is it Saw?
Direct the Mundo!
It is Saw, the video game. Well, I played
it. I was hoping there wasn't any more than that, because I'm like, which one? I don't fucking know.
I got 4,000 points in this back in the day for the game score competition.
I think Mike actually liked this one.
Yeah, he did, yeah. Yeah. It's quite good, actually. Got some puzzles in it and that, yeah.
Scary game, Mike.
I play a game.
No.
Well scary done, Kim. Game, no. Bonus point, Kim, what year did that come out?
Oh, God. I don't know, 2005?
No, it was a bit late than that. It's 2009 again.
Oh, well, yeah, look at that.
Yeah. Man, the year of video games.
Hello.
The other one.
Right, the final one. The final one, which I think is the hardest one if you haven't played it, because there's not much to it, but I've got a feeling one of you might get this pretty quick. So here we go.
Is that it?
No.
Robin?
Yes, Robin?
Is it Silent Hill?
Oh, my God.
I award you no points.
No, is it?
And may God have mercy on your soul.
No, Robin's going to kick himself.
Alien, bitch. Alien Isolation.
No!
I award you
is
no
it not
points.
Alien Isolation?
And may God have mercy on your soul.
Robin knows.
There's been about 10 Alien games, yeah. Mark. This isn't fair.
Right, which Alien game is it, Kim?
Clash Colonial Marines.
Yeah. The Wreck the Mundo.
The worst one.
Don't you dare. Don't you bloody dare.
I put that in just for Robin and he didn't get it.
I had to be 2 seconds more aware of her.
So the back end of a sound clip is the alien monster going bleh. So, Kim, bonus point, Kim. What year did that come out?
Oh, God. I don't know. 2000. Well, what the hell? Why not 2009?
Ooh, no. Close, but no. Just for shits and giggles, Robin, do you know?
No, we're 18. It's about 2012, I think.
Ooh, yeah, 2013. Yeah.
And it keeps on going. It's just like Red Dead Redemption. It keeps on...
I've still got it in for PS3 under here in the cupboard, and I've not even touched it because I've heard it shite.
It's but, so good.
Yeah, it's well done, everyone.
Thanks, Mark.
That's good. I can't wait and see what you're coming up with next time. Kim, I'm going to get you to talk because I've been talking too much. I want you to talk about what's happening in new. What can you spend your money on this week?
All righty. Our new releases for April 14th through the 20th are Yakuza 6, The Song of Life, April 17th for the PS4, Total War Saga, Thrones of Britannia for April 19th, Metal Mag Xeno for the PS4 and Vita on the 19th, God of War, the big one, for the PS4 on the 20th, Nintendo Labo Variety Kit for the Switch, also on the 20th, and we also have the Nintendo Labo Robot Kit, also for the Switch, on the 20th as well.
So you can play it.
Do you think Sony were worried about trying to get out of the way of that
Labo?
Didn't they have a discussion about that?
Is it just me, or does that just sound wrong, Labo? Does it sound? It's probably my feel for mine, but it just gives me instant thoughts of like women's genitalia. But
hold on, let's just stop now. My company provides machine called Labos that make ice cream. What flavor are you going to make this week?
Tuna.
God of War. Here we go.
Yeah, God, it was going to be so good.
That's definitely the big O. And,
I can't afford to buy it. I'll have to get it in a sale.
Yeah. Nintendo Labo, what are the price points on those kits, I wonder?
It's I don't give a fuck. It's the worst idea ever. Honest to God, and America elected Trump. This is the worst idea ever I've ever seen in my life. What, one minute out in the rain and that'll be fucked.
Yeah.
It's a terrible idea. There's a reason why we don't use cardboard for shit, because it gets wet and it gets ruined.
Do you know how much the variety kit is?
It's about 60 quid of it.
60, it's a penny off 60 pounds. Yeah. Holy crap.
And I'm going to keep eye for that.
Yeah, how many sea lives you could kill with plastic? And if you've got any complaints about our views on Nintendo, Gary Lever, you can write to us at whogivesashit@dotbepussy.com. So there you go.
So sorry, just to talk. So in this variety kit, you can make a fishing rod, which will break in as soon as you turn the handle twice. Yeah. You can make a little house sort of thing with little characters that go around the house. You can make a set of handlebars and two motorbikes that vibrate about the place. You can make a piano, which looks at the most interesting part of it, making the keyboard. And there's some little bug things that vibrate around. So 60 quid for that. Yeah, you know what? I would love to play with a wee bit, but I don't think I'd spend 60 quid on that. Judith would shoot me.
You see, like, grown-ass people on Twitter going like, excited mode over this. Grown-ass, you know the ones I'm talking about, the people over at, like, IGN and that. They are lying through their teeth so much just because they are paid to like Nintendo. There is no way. This might sell like hotcakes, right, but I guarantee that shit's going to be in the bin in, like, 2 days because it's going to be broke. How many toys did you have as a kid that were plastic that you broke? And that was plastic?
And you had more fun with the box. That's the thing. You had more fun with the box. Not this time. They're charging you for the box. It's an empty box. Just play with the fucking cardboard. The robot kit 2, the RoboKit 2, is 70 quid.
Is that the one where he wears it?
Yes.
Like, dresses up. Oh, yes. God, that kid's going to get bullied.
Okay, well, moving on. Be interesting. All right, okay. So, play dates. Well, you know what? We've sort of mixed up. We need to work our week ahead. So, I've done damn all squared there. Yeah, play dates. When you see us online, jump in. Play with us. Please. Don't be shy. Yeah. Victory achieved. Victory achieved. You win money for completing games. Pretty simple. Complete the game, take a selfie of yourself with the title or the credits running in the background, and you tweet that off to @OC_podcast with a hashtag victory achieved on it. And our contest is running from the 1st of April to the 30th of June, and you can win 15 quid or $20 for PSN XBL Steam or whatever you want to spend it on.
Or cardboard.
Really. Or cardboard.
I'll send you some cardboard if you want.
Yeah, we'll send you cardboard. Yeah. People have completed games this week. Hardly Dan, he finished Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice twice. He asked, could he have two entries? And I think, what the hell, why not? Brian, Rain God Zippo, he finished South Park, The Fractured Butthole. I know I didn't say that correctly, but I like it saying it that way because that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Ginger Balls. Ginger Balls are... bestest fan. He loves this show so much. He doesn't listen to the other one at all. He finished Super Hot. Denok also finished Super Hot. Mark finished, as we know, Red Dead Redemption, Undead Nightmare, and the fabulous, wonderful, exercising Gary Lever, Amras89. He finished Far Cry 5. So nice. Well done, everybody. Well. And for that privilege, you win this.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have won a victory's achieved.
All right. That's nearly it. Let's get the show wrapped up and let's get home. If you want to join in the Shatters, Kim, you're going to look up who all those Shatters are. If you want to join into their chat, there's a live chat as we go out live. And you can join in with that at twitch.tv/OC podcast or on mixer.com/OC podcast or on YouTube, Overseas Connection Podcast at 9 p.m. in UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast and 4 p.m. in the East Coast. So you're more than welcome to join. Please go to iTunes. If you haven't already done it, please leave us a review. Good, bad, and different. We just love a review. It helps other people find the podcast. You know, it's nice to do that. So invest 2 minutes of your time and go and do that. We've got clubs everywhere and everything from Xbox to PlayStation to Steam. And, of course, we have our own Discord server, which chips away in the background there at discord.ocpod.com. And if you want to contact us, here's all the details.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Super. And we would love to hear from you.
Nice.
That's good, isn't it? Good voice. We would love to hear from you. So please, an email. I know that's old fashioned now, but a tweet. It's great. Chat away. It's good fun. Kim, would you like to shout out the people in the chat and then shout out the people that you want to shout out?
Alrighty. In the chat, we've had Big Daddy Blaster, Bobbins, Veteran Gamers, which I'm assuming is Chinny, RCGC, Rabid Kirby, John Mouse, Starve for Help, and Pilch Reed.
Ooh.
Yes, indeed.
Very good. And is there anybody you'd like to say hello to?
Well, you know, like usual, you guys. It's fun. I'm glad being back here on our new day. So that was fun, you know. Our Shatters, because you guys, you and our viewers and the people that listen to this are the reason we do this thing. So thanks for coming along for the ride. And a shout out to Mother Nature. I wore shorts 2 days last week because it was 70 degrees. Today it is cold and snowing. Get your shit figured out, will you?
That's what it's like in Minnesota, you know. Minnesota.
Oh, have you seen the video Dan Tilson put on Facebook? Cause he's up Minnesota way, isn't he? Fucking hell, it's fucking deep as fucking snow, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad we don't have that. The snow that we got today didn't stick around at all. It's just enough to make it annoying.
I see Fraser's wife, Grace, putting up some stuff on Facebook yesterday and today of springtime in Canada, making the most of spring, and she's out with a dog, and there's like snow everywhere. They've got a different idea of what spring is. Rich, anybody like to say hello to?
Yeah, I want to say hello to Duke Scaff. Thanks, mate. Miss you, bro. I do want to say this. Find me on Twitter because I'm nearly at 500 followers. And when I get 500 followers, that means I win internet points.
Yeah.
I'm close. Real Rich Webster. That's my internet name on the twitter.com/Twitter. Real Rich Webster. I tweet funny politics memes. There's a funny one going around now with Jake Tapper from CNN. He's a legend. His shocked face is hilarious. Did anyone see that Hideo Kojima picture from yesterday? Him, Norman Reedus, and Mads were outside having a smoke break. Did you see it?
No. Mm-hmm.
All three of them are outside having a smoke break, and like Norman Reedus and Mads are there with a ciggy, and Hideo Kojima's just smoking nothing. He's just pretending to smoke. it's brilliant. So yeah, we tweet a lot of shit, and I want to say thanks to all my customers, even though they don't know I do video game stuff. Thanks to all my customers that have bought my plugin this year so far. It's literally like a dream come true, and I could not be much happier.
Where would you find your plugin? How would you find that? For WordPress users,
plug your plugin.
It's squareonemedia.co.uk.
There you go.
Squareonemedia.co.uk. You can find me on there. Yeah.
Mark?
I'm just putting Rich's link in there for him. You're up to 499 followers now because Sarah's just followed you, Rich. So one more. Hi. You just need one more.
Oh, nice. Which Sarah? Sarah who?
RCGC. She's one of our loyal followers who listens every week.
I'm going to give her a follow back. Yeah. That's what we do.
And she's on PlayStation, so get her followed on PlayStation as well. Play Rainbow Six Siege with her and everything, and Trackmania Turbo. I want to shout out Rich for being back on after ages and ages. We haven't seen him for ages. And the rest of you guys, it's always fun podcasting. I just want to shout out all the chatters and veteran gamers for not releasing their podcast for another 4 days, 5 days. As they'll be out tonight. That's how you do it. have you gone, Kim? No?
Yeah. Yes.
Over to you, Robin. Let you take us out.
Yeah, okay. Look, guys, thank you very much for being on the show tonight. And Rich, great to podcast with you again. It's been far, far too long. Don't leave it as long the next time. To everybody that's listening live, it's great to see you chatting away in there. It adds to the whole show. If you're playing your games, enjoy your games this week. You want to find out more about me, you'll see me at Bongo the Sane. Please go to me at Robin Tate on my Facebook page and have a look at what Judith and I and the family are up to, or go to bongosbits.com and you'll find all the bloggy stuff there. I want a big shout out to Gary Lever as well. Gary, good lad. See you're being positive. Continue to be positive. Get out there. You're doing it, man. Fantastic. I unfriended people this week, so solidarity, brother. And again, we will see you all next week. Thank you very, very much for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Enjoy your gaming. Have a good and safe and wonderful gaming week. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.